If you've followed jazz for a while, you know one thing to be true. Whatever else changes in the music, there's always a fresh crop of amazing talent with their own new stories to tell. I'm Christian McBride, and here at Jazz Night in America, we do our best to seek out those stories, shining a spotlight wherever we can. Sometimes we get a little help from an organization like the American Pianist Association, which runs major competitions for both classical music and jazz from its home base in Indianapolis. The Cole Porter Fellowship, named after the prolific songwriter and native Hoosier, is his jazz award, bestowed every 4 years. It's not just one of the most prestigious honors you can get as a jazz pianist. It's also an excellent springboard for an artistic career. Just ask former Cole Porter Fellows Aaron Parks, Emmett Cohen, or Aaron Deal. In fact, each of the APA's last four jazz winners have been featured on our show, including Sullivan Fortner, who returned to serve on the competition jury this year. Sullivan received the Cole Porter Fellowship in 2015, and he's gone on to become one of the most celebrated pianists on the international circuit. But being back on the ground in Indy brought back all the feelings, making it easy for him to empathize with the five finalists.
8 years ago, I was a finalist. I know exactly what they're going through. I know the internal struggle. You know, it's a lot of rehearsing. The pressure of playing in front of people that you don't know, or people that you do know, or people you admire, you want to impress. You know what I mean? It's always that mental fight.
This hour on Jazz Night in America, we'll bring you highlights from the 2023 American Pianist Association Awards held this past April. We'll meet each of the five gifted young finalists, ambitious artists who are already making their mark on the scene. We'll also hear from a few of the judges, and by the end of the show, we'll unveil the winner. Hey, no spoilers, but if you already know the outcome, don't worry. You're still in for a treat. Let's start with Thomas Linger, who grew up in the small town of Waynesville, North Carolina. He studied music at UNC Greensboro, where his piano teacher was John Salmon, who won the APA Classical Competition in 1983. But Thomas got his share of jazz training there, too.
A wonderful jazz studies program. It's maybe about 25 students at a time, so you really get a lot of one-on-one experience.
We're settling in for the competition club finals, which took place at the Cabaret in downtown Indianapolis. Each finalist played two sets with the same house rhythm section, showing the audience and the judges a range of colors and sounds with an equal playing field. Here's Thomas with It's All Right With Me.
And thank you to everyone at this great venue, and most importantly, everyone at the APA that's making this amazing event possible. So thank you so much. And I'm going to continue now with a composition by one of the greatest composers of all time, whose name is on this competition. That's Cole Porter I'm talking about, of course. So I'm going to do one of his standards. This is called It's All Right With Me. So thank you.
Thomas Linger on piano, Nick Tucker on bass, Kenny Phelps on drums, playing a song by Cole Porter, namesake of the American Pianists Association's Cole Porter Fellowship. And he wasn't the only finalist to dip into the Cole Porter songbook during the club finals. That's Kaelin Cardello, who was born and raised in Teaneck, New Jersey. I've actually known Kaelin since he was in middle school because of his involvement with Jazz House Kids. That's where he met two of this year's other APA finalists, who we'll meet later on. As a New Jersey native, Kaelin also fell in with a lot of mentors and teachers, including his professors at William Patterson University, seasoned veterans like saxophonist Vincent Herring, who used to run a Monday night jam session at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City.
So all the William Patterson students would go and get to play and meet New York musicians. Some of the older students would play at Smalls and Mesro and Smoke as well and all these clubs.
Kaelin earned his degree as he was gearing up for the APA competition. You never know it from his playing, but he's fresh out of school. During the club finals, there was one moment where he shouted out a former teacher and mentor. This is Raking and Scraping. Check it out.
I'm going to close with a piece written by someone who I was so honored and grateful to have been able to study with in the last year and a half of his life, and that is the late, great Harold Mayburn. Yes. And he, what can I say about it? He was the most beautiful human being ever, and this piece is so uplifting. I want you, like, if you guys feel like moving, shaking, whatever you want, clapping, whatever you want, like, just, you know, get into it, because this is the tune to do it to. So have a great night. Thank you guys so much.
That was Kaylin Cardello with Raking and Scraping. When we come back, more from the American Pianist Association Awards in Indianapolis. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. The American Pianist Association has held its classical piano competition since 1981. That's more than 40 years. Its jazz competition came along about a decade later, and it took a little while for the organization to figure out the best way to serve the needs of the music. A great jazz pianist needs a lot of the same skills as a great classical pianist, but there are crucial differences too, and the requirements of the art form and the business are unique. That was a realization that Joel Harrison made his priority when he became artistic director of the APA in 2001 and later president and CEO. Joel recognized that the format for the jazz competition, held over 2 days, was less robust than what the organization had developed for its classical pianists.
The jazz prize, the structure, the whole works, it must run parallel, so to speak, with what we're doing for classical. But let's expand this and see what we can come up with. So my idea is that we want these pianists to come and be treated essentially as artists in residence in the city of Indianapolis. So let's get them involved in the community and take with them truly valuable professional experience.
The result is a competition that actually stretches out over a year or more. We're hearing the tail end of that journey, but these five finalists have been working with the APA since their selection was first announced in 2022. Each pianist separately traveled to Indianapolis to play club dates at the Jazz Kitchen and perform concerts in places like a hospital and a cathedral. The process made them feel comfortable and connected, disarming the stress of the situation, and Joel says it gives every finalist a winning hand.
Well, they get great treatment here because they're the only ones here. You know what I mean? So the full focus of the organization is on the pianist. And that's a great feeling. And so it takes away, I use the word advisedly, takes away the sting of the competition. They feel like they're being treated like artists. And in fact, why not? They are artists. So let's treat them that way.
And make no mistake, the pianists appreciate this level of commitment. Right now, we're hearing an original composition by one of this year's other finalists, Esteban Castro. Here's what he had to say.
I think it's wonderful because, you know, the other competitions that I've done have just been one, you know, one day you play and then it's over. And this really feels like a family. And it's been great to, you know, already get to interact with the other finalists. Three of us kind of grew up together.
When Esteban mentions the other competitions he's been a part of, he's not fooling around. Back in 2016, at 13 years old, he took first prize at the prestigious Montreux Jazz Piano Solo Competition, making him the youngest winner in the event's history. The next year, he earned a similar distinction when at 14, he won the Jacksonville Jazz Piano Competition, making headlines and turning heads. Speaking of heads, one of the tunes that Esteban played in the club finals was a songbook standard called You Go to My Head. His sensitive treatment of this ballad is the furthest thing from competitive bombast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's Nick Tucker on the bass and Kenny Phelps on the drums. Thank you. Yeah, you just heard a piece called In Walked Bud, written by the great Thelonious Monk. And before that, you heard a songbook tune called You Go to My Head. Just want to give a quick thank you to my mom, who's in the audience. Big round of applause. She came all the way from North Carolina. I don't know where... There she is, right there. Right there. Thank you, Mom.
By now, it should be clear. The level of musicianship among these pianists is impressive, and each comes with his own strengths and style. That adds up to a real challenge for the jury. It's the right sort of problem to have, and the judges have different ways of going about it.
Because it's the final, everybody could play.
That's Ryo Sakaiiri, who has been vital in nurturing the music at the Jazz Gallery in New York.
So then I have to decide for myself, because there are so many elements that you can judge, quote-unquote, musician and artist on. So before I get into it, I have to think about what are the things that are most important to me as someone who's been running a jazz gallery for over 2 decades. And, you know, I have been dealing with, like, young musician. I actually had to go to the mindset of who I would like to present at the gallery and how I would go about that.
When Jazz Night in America returns, we meet the rest of the APA competitors and we reveal the winner. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. This hour, we've been on the ground in Indianapolis for the American Pianist Association Awards. It's a highly competitive, highly rewarding experience for 5 exceptionally talented young pianists who take to the challenge with deep reserves of talent, profound respect for the music, and no small amount of swagger.
Quite a few of them seem very sure of themselves, and they're confident in what they can do and in the music, and I think that's admirable, because when I was doing it, I was a nervous wreck. Every gig, every performance, I was a nervous wreck.
That's my man Sullivan Fortner, remembering his time as an APA finalist in 2015. He ended up winning the Cole Porter Fellowship, joining an elite group of pianists at the top of their field. This year, Sullivan returned to serve on the All-Star APA jury. Their deliberations were confidential, but based on the music we've heard here, I'd say they had their work cut out for them. But when Sullivan talked about nerves, you could occasionally tell that the finalists had to work to get over some of their jitters. Some of that has to do with the reverence for the event itself, as Paul Cornish admitted during the club finals.
Yeah, this is straight up a dream for me. I've watched all the APA competitions since 2015, and it's a blessing to actually be here, and it's a little crazy, but I'm enjoying it, and I hope you all are as well.
Paul hails from Houston, Texas, where he went to the same arts high school as Robert Glasper and Jason Moran. Those were a couple of the star alumni that he looked up to, determined to follow in their footsteps. He made his way to Los Angeles, where he did his graduate studies at the Herbie Hancock Institute of Jazz. And like most of his fellow finalists, he has a winning track record at other piano contests, including the Jacksonville Jazz Piano Competition and the American Jazz Piano Competition. But Paul is a down-to-earth kind of guy in an outer space kind of way. Have a listen.
This last tune is a composition of mine entitled Star is Born. And I'm not talking about me or anything. Not at all. Please don't think that. Not at all. It's much more random than that. No, it was around that time where that movie with Lady Gaga came out, and I've actually never seen the movie, so but it just got me thinking. I kind of have a random mind, but that it got me thinking about that, and then also the fact that as we are living, stars are being like literal stars are being born around us, like currently in space. And to think about the fact that we're in a solar system, in a galaxy, and then there are other galaxies being born with full systems. And I don't know, some might take that to mean that we're insignificant, we're just a small blip in this whole world. But I think there's a beauty in it, and puts things into perspective. So this is Star is Born. Thank you.
That was Paul Cornish with A Star Is Born, featuring Mick Tucker on bass and Kenny Phelps on drums. Now, all joking aside, it's no stretch to say that the APA competition is a star maker. Anybody who wins the Cole Porter Fellowship gets an immeasurable boost, a cash prize, a recording contract with Mack Avenue Records, 2 years of career support, a residency at the University of Indianapolis. But it's not as if these pianists are coming out of nowhere. They may be straight out of music school, but most of them have already started to make their name on the scene. Paul Cornish, for instance, has recorded with Theo Kroeker and John Legend. Thomas Linger recently released his debut as a leader. And then there's our next and last finalist, Isaiah J. Thompson, another product of the New Jersey Jazz Pipeline and another player who's been on my radar since he was a kid.
I kind of became more serious about music at a fairly earlier age. But I think when I found myself around the other students, I realized how not serious I was.
That's Isaiah talking about his experience at Jazz House Kids and other educational programs, where he met peers like Esteban Castro and Kalen Cardello. Of course, Isaiah is underplaying his achievements a bit. He got his undergrad and master's degree from Juilliard and received the Lincoln Center Emerging Artist Award, a pretty big deal. He made his recording debut with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra back in 2017. This year, he released an album celebrating the music of Buddy Montgomery. He brought the same respect for jazz tradition to the competition stage. Here's his version of a Johnny Hodges tune, Funky Blues. Thank you.
Tucker at the bass. Nick Tucker at the bass. Cammy Phelps at the drums.
Isaiah J. Thompson playing funky blues with Nick Tucker on bass and Kenny Phelps on drums. Now we're nearing the end of our show and the big reveal. Who's it going to be? If you don't already know, we'll only keep you in suspense for another moment. First, some words of wisdom from a member of the jury, Cyrus Chestnut, who has always known how to make a piano sing. What would he say to the finalists?
First and foremost, I would say is that they're already winners. And to be always look forward, to continue your journey, continue your journey forward. Keep searching to find your voice. Use the components that are given to you now in support to allow you to go further. And as you go further, never forget to extend your hand to that generation that is to come.
Now, Art Blakey type drum roll, please. Here's the announcement from on stage at the Hilbert Circle Theater in Indianapolis.
The winner of the 2023 American Pianist Award in Jazz and the Cole Porter Fellowship is Isaiah J. Thompson.
You heard how much soul Isaiah brought to his performance during the finals. He'll be a great ambassador for the APA, and like all the pianists we've heard this hour, he'll keep the music moving forward in a way that honors the past. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios and NPR Music. This week's episode was written by Nate Chenin and produced by Trevor Smith with Lee Mergner in the field. Episode mix, Ron Scalzo. Special thanks to Don Lukoff, Lee Clifford, and the entire APA team. Saraya Muhammad is our project manager. Keith Jenkins is the vice president of visuals and strategy at NPR Music. Executive producer, Anya Grundman. I'm Christian McBride.